Welcome, Soliman.
Good evening.
Good evening, Soliman.
As always, we are pleased to join with you this time. We welcome a lady who has not been in my presence before.
Thank you.
I will say just one thing to her, that as much as she desires to know more, her brain and thinking is a little too active. You need to, my dear friend, just slow yourself down a little. Whatever you seek will come to you in time.
Thank you.
Now, my dear friends, I wish to take this evening's opportunity to remind all of you, no matter your circumstance, to live in the moment, to live in the here and now. And although some of you feel that you already do, let me assure you that you are not quite there. We know that your lives are quite diverse, and that is good to have in a group such as this. It has given you the opportunity over the many years to come to realize that you are all individual. But I am here this evening to tell you all, live in the moment. And I know some of you will be saying, but how can we? Life is so busy. Yes, but you are missing out on life as it should be. Every sacred moment counts. You can achieve whatever you wish, and you can have the health that you desire. But do not rush, my dear friends, into something far ahead to forego and leave behind what you should be learning. Do you understand my words?
Yes. Hard to stick by them all the time.
Yes.
But yes. I'll try and do it all. We'll think about it all.
That is all that we wish for you, that you attempt to live in this manner.
Yeah.
It's difficult because you need to do some sort of planning.
Why?
In life.
Why do you? Does not each day follow the last one?
It does.
Does not each day follow forward and become the next day?
Yes.
Does life not look after you in that way.
Yes, it does, but if you're only living in the day,
you are enjoying life.
You are.
If you live in the day.
I agree. But you, for example, I was thinking of me going out to Australia. You know, there's certain things that you have to organise. You can't just live in that day. Well, I suppose the day that you're living in, you're doing things for the next day.
You should be living life each second of the time.
Mm.
Your move to another country, of course, it is part of living. I am not saying that.
Mm.
But you can deal with each step of life as it comes to you. You can enjoy each step of life, or you can deal with the problems of life. If you are ahead with your thinking, think of the many days and hours and minutes that you have lost, never to be recaptured. I am not saying do not think of other things. That is not what I am telling you. But you find it difficult, I feel, from you all. How can you possibly just live in one moment, in 1 minute?
I suppose if you have your dreams and aspirations, and they should be put to one side. You're not removing them, but I think what you're asking us to do is that particular day is to be conscious of every minute of that day, and not to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow hasn't existed. So it's just to work towards your goals that day with a very open, conscious mind.
Yes. You have captured my words very well. I am not asking you to be so insular that you do not think ahead at all. That is not what I am telling you. But I am saying, savor every second of the life that you have here and now.
So whilst you're, for example, Jan's going on holiday, so it's no good waiting till the day she goes on holiday to buy the ticket to go on holiday. She would have to do that in advance.
Yes.
So while she's buying the ticket, she's enjoying buying the ticket.
Yes.
I can understand that.
Make every moment count.
Yes.
Enjoy where we are.
Yes.
Doesn't mean don't look ahead. Enjoy where we are, but don't just look ahead. Enjoy.
But be conscious of the here and now.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I can accept that. Yes.
So you're happy with that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you, my dear friend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I interrupted the lady.
I finished talking. If you're talking to me,
I am speaking to the other lady.
Oh, I was going to say, I finished talking.
Yes.
When we live in, I forgot what I was going to say now. Isn't that dreadful? oh dear, very human.
Enjoy that moment.
enjoy the moment of forgetting.
Do you not feel the laughter and the love that is now in this room at this moment?
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
That is what I am trying to help you achieve.
Yes. Well, I know it was going to say, you used to tell me for years and years that I was very fearful. And when you live in the moment, the fear disappears.
Yes.
Because there's nothing to be fearful of.
Of course.
No.
And each step as you take it, 1 minute ago, 1 second ago, is the past. You leave the past behind you. And you move forward.
And there's no harm, though, surely, in learning from those past moments, because I am the world's biggest procrastinator. I'm dreadful. I'll put things off that I should be doing that day. So,
but do you not see that perhaps that is part of your human makeup,
as yes, you which would is, call it? Yeah, which is different to my spiritual
yes.
mind, yes. Yes. Yes.
You understand
yes,
that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Good.
Yeah. But I have learned that it's not worth beating yourself up over it, because there's no point whatsoever. It's happened, it's gone, you've just got to...
Yes, and so many people are still living in time gone by.
Yes.
When they should have released those burdens to move forward. Yes. Does anyone have a question?
Well, I was doing a bit of reading earlier on the different transcript because I was thinking of a question, but then my question got answered by all my reading. And then I came across something that you've said, and I'd like to know if you could help me with some examples on how I could achieve that. You were saying, strive forward to achieve ever more spiritual consciousness in your daily lives in order to those spiritual eyes to be awakened. And I was just wondering, what could I do?
Your spiritual eyes are already awakened.
Right.
You are expecting some kind of, shall we say, miracle? I don't know another apt word to use. But when people speak of their spiritual eye opening, they have a vision of an eye which wakens up. That is fine if it helps you to understand. But from the moment you are conceived and you are born into this human world, your spiritual eye, I say reservedly, is beginning to open and is already open.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
You understand? And you grow from that moment on. And it is only when you recognize, or think you recognize, that this has happened, that you feel yourselves to be more spiritual.
Okay.
All throughout life on this earth, is teaching you about spiritual things, spiritual beings, all of that. And you just go with it, you go with the moment, until such time you realize another thing is happening. And you know more than you did the day before.
Right.
There is no special circumstance that you can create for this.
Okay.
Is that helpful to you?
Yeah, so it's just embrace.
Embrace it, yes.
Yeah. Every moment. And
but I can assure you, my dear friend, your eyes are wide open, spiritually.
Thank you.
And this is what happens within this room. You see the results through the actions of yourself and others. You see actions of love towards others. And what is that if it is not the beauty of the spiritual eye? You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you have doubts, please ask me.
It's the most natural thing ever, isn't it? It's an awakening that you awaken to a little bit more every day as you work towards being in spirit again.
Remember that you are already spiritual beings. That will never change. No matter how many lives you lead, that will never change. And it is up to you as human beings, given and helped with this lifetime, to try to expand that knowledge. And how do you expand that knowledge? Just by being yourselves. There is no secret formula. I am sure you must feel it as you come together in unison on these meetings, just how much you must have grown since first we began to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. You can, sometimes it's detectable in people's voices, that the way they sound compared to listening to some of the earlier recordings. I think my voice was sort of higher and
yes,
relaxed a bit.
Mm. But also it deepens with age as well. You know, as you get older, your voice deepens a bit.
Mm. I think there's a lot of reassurance from these meetings, and I do think that maybe it makes you a bit quieter and calmer about life in general, really.
Spirit is quiet, spirit is loving,
mm-hmm.
spirit is all-knowing, not belief, but knowing. And you should remember these aspects of spirit, because you have all gone through many things in life, which you may at times not have thank the great creator for, but which have been a learning curve for you all.
Mm-hmm.
Remember always, because you are part of that great spirit, remember this always, and you will not stray far from the path of learning. Are you happy with the words this evening?
Yes.
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 It gives you time to think again about what we have spoken of before. Does the new lady have any questions?
I don't think so this time. I think... apart from learning to slow my brain down, I don't quite know how to do that.
Mm. You have to find a quiet place. You will not slow your mind down whilst your body is active, unless you have had years of practice.
No, I haven't.
No. What you must do is sit in the quietness and allow that spirit within you or about you, whichever way you like to say it, allow the spirit to come forward.
Okay.
Because at the moment you are spirit, but you are inhabiting a human frame. So you must practice, and you must learn to quieten the mind, and then you can receive all kinds of knowledge and help.
Okay, thank you.
But I will try to help you.
Thank you.
Are there more questions this time?
Could I ask one on behalf of my granddaughter, not that she knows I'm mentioning her, is her free will stopping her from, I'll say, getting better going forward? She does have umpteen problems. It's
your,
my daughter's daughter, Catherine.
Your granddaughter?
Yeah.
Yes. We have spoken before.
Yes.
Of this young lady. Life for many people is not always comfortable. And life for many people is surprising and worrying. And always deep within the spirit is a desire for going home, to be safe, to be sound. And it is all too easy to say, does it come from a past life? Is it perhaps something she should achieve? What I will say to you, my dear friend, is this young lady needs a few more earth years before she becomes how you would call a little more settled.
Yeah.
She needs more years because from a small child she has struggled.
Yes, she has.
She has struggled whilst on this earth.
Mm.
But it is part of her learning.
Yeah. So that's probably why she chose my daughter as a mother.
Yes.
To help her.
You all choose your parents.
Yeah.
Again, I have told you, it is not because of the personality of the parents, but the opportunities that can arise for you to grow in spirit.
Wow, that's interesting. Thank you.
But you must, and the mother, I will say, although becomes distressed at times, that mother accepted the situation of a difficult life, which we have no need of to go into.
You already talked about a difficult life.
But you as a grandmother can be a listener for this one.
Right.
Do not force conversation from her. She will accommodate you when she is ready.
Yeah.
But you must give her more time.
Right, thank you.
Is part of her, when she, you said she's always struggled in this lifetime, was she one of those that once she decided she was going to come back, and then once she got here, she then found that difficult and in the beginning wanted to go back again?
Yes, that happens with quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
The decision is agreed upon, and they wish to return.
Mm.
And remember, there is no pushing them forward.
No.
It comes from free will.
Yes.
And as they come, they realize that they have lost the comfort and safety of spirit.
Yes. Mm.
And it leaves not negativity, but an unease that stays with them.
Mm.
Or some of them, at least.
Yes.
Yes, you are correct.
Mm. Mm. I can imagine that with the young lady you're talking about. That makes a great deal of sense.
It is always when it is a close union in families that you want to help.
Mm.
You want to do the best for that person.
Mm.
But sometimes the best thing that you can do is to step backwards and allow them to live the life they've come to.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely been one of my lessons, because I have the other granddaughter to Lillian. Both the granddaughters seem to have come with many problems this time that they have to sort out. Yes, I've learned just recently that I can't. Well, my daughter affects my living in my moment, because I worry about it.
You must not allow that
to
happen.
And that's what I've learned just recently. I have to step back and allow her to find out for herself.
Yes.
Because she's just doesn't. She seems to repeat the same.
She
pattern.
Is repeating the pattern
all the time because of her negativity. That she almost creates her own reality with her negativity.
That is exactly what she is doing. in the same way that you all create your own negativity or hopefulness or love, no matter what, you are responsible, each and every one of you, for what happens in your life.
Mm-hmm. I have a...
And your life actions can be transmuted.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it is not always set in stone, I think you say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So if we feel like we should be helping people, then should we just make that known to the person and then take a step back so that they approach us rather than the other way around?
If you are out to help other people, there is no need to tell them. You can carry on and help in whatever way you desire.
Mm.
They'll always come back to you because they know the love. The love is...
Mm.
They
should
always
feel
come
it.
Back towards the love. Yes, you don't have to...
I'm just thinking about my family, my brother and sister and their children in particular, because they've had a... they're really... bad, well, I think it's quite a few years really. We've only recently got involved, but it's a bit like walking on eggshells.
Yes.
I feel I should just be available rather than sticking my nose in really, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yes. Remember, you are all responsible for your own lives.
Mm. Mm.
And remember also, this is only one life. And what you are doing or trying to achieve is for the bigger picture. Try to focus on that, my dear friends. And you will feel that life, I am not saying it will be worry-free. It probably will not be, because you are human beings. But you can strive to be the best you can.
I always remember, Sanarent, you saying about negative thought attracts negative, and I remember I used to cycle back from work through a dark woody bit, and I always got really frightened going through there, and then when you, after you said about negative attracts negative, I was never frightened again. I just went through. So those words have stayed very much with me, and that's part of it, isn't it? If you if you're not frightened, if you just listen to what your body's saying, your inside's saying, and just go with that.
And what you have done is created a safety for yourself.
Yeah.
And those who come to you, those angels, those helpers, you have given them the opportunity to come closer to you.
It's creating your own reality, isn't it? The negative, the negativity. If that's what you expect, that's what you
get.
That's what you get.
Mm.
It's as simple as that, I think.
No.
Yeah.
I feel I have rekindled your thinking again.
Yeah, you certainly help us.
Yes. I hope that I have helped in some way for you, my dear friends.
Yes.
Because without you all, you have not realized just how much good work you have done as a group. And for this, we are always thankful to you.
I find myself sometimes trying to visualise what I like for a person, and then I realise it's not my life.
Yes.
It's theirs. So.
Yes.
Yes,
that
is. You have spoken very wise words, my dear friend. Of course it is not your life, and you must, however hard it may be, you must allow others to live theirs. And it's the realization that you can change actions in your life that empowers you to go forward. But I will leave you now with the words I started with. about
yes.
living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Please do think upon these words this time.
Mm.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
And I am sure you will feel the love that comes to you.
Yeah. And being in the moment allows us a bit more spontaneity, and we may actually be able to help other people more by
without realizing it. Of course you will and can.
Having a good that setting up that vibration, it's a bit like happiness. It
reverberates throughout the whole of the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We shine brighter.
You can make it shine as brightly as you wish.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But if we are all trying to make things better, so on the one side we're making things better, but then you've said to us there's always a balance. So does that mean that
and
there
the
are
balance
some
is being that you are a human being.
Mm-hmm.
You are living in a world which is not an easy one at times,
mm-hmm.
but which we have spoken of, that we try to create a better world.
Mm-hmm.
But you always have balance
in
this planet.
Mm. So does that mean if one lot are getting better, another lot are getting worse?
No, that is too simple.
Oh, right.
We will speak on this another time.
Okay, yes.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. Mm.
So, my dear friends, I will take my leave at this time.
Mm.
I wish you well in your thinking.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I will be interested at some point to see what you have gained from this evening.
Yes.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much for all that good advice.
Wonderful, yeah.